Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's recipe is all about reheating burgers in the air fryer. Have you ever gone to Mackey D's and by the time you've brought your Mackey D's home with you, it's got cold? Well, that was always our problem when we lived in Portugal. You see, the local Mackey D's was a good 25-minute drive away from where we lived. That was the closest Mackey D's that we had. And then, of course, for a bit of humour, if you've seen Pulp Fiction, you'll notice in it, Samuel Jackson's character is talking and he's mentioning that in Europe, it's not called a quarter pounder. In fact, it's called a Mac Royal. Well, that applies to Portugal as well. When we got these are actually called Mac Royals. And they call it that because they operate on metric. And there's no such thing as a pound or a quarter pounder as we would know it for in burger sense. So instead, they're called a Mac Royal. And in the same sense, you would more likely to have your fries or your chips, as you might call them, with mayonnaise rather than ketchup. And there's a few other little quirky bits that you get on the Mediterranean that you wouldn't be used to, especially if you live somewhere like America. So if you do look over at Recipe This and you see boxes for Mac Royal, note that they are a quarter pounder. So now I've said all that, place your Mackey D's quarter pounders or Mac Royals into the air fry basket. Air fry for 4 minutes at 160 Celsius, that's 320 Fahrenheit. Turn and cook for a further 2 minutes at the same temperature. Then serve with your favourite fries and they are perfect for a quick lunch in the air fryer. And as simple as that, for reheating your Mackey D's burgers. And of course, we did it with the bread buns still on because you've got all that cheese and all everything else going on. But you could do them and strip them of the burger buns if you prefer. And you can also make them your own. If you've bought one and it hasn't got that much cheese on or bacon, what's not saying that you can't add extra bacon when you reheat it in the air fryer? I mean, isn't that a good idea? And then if you want the free printable recipe card, head over to Recipe This and put in reheat burger and you can get this recipe. Or just put in reheat air fryer and it will bring up lots and lots of other foods that you can reheat in the air fryer, and it'll give you lots of other great ideas and make you realize that the air fryer can make a fantastic replacement for the microwave if you want it to. So thanks for listening, and I'm so pleased to be able to say that now our air fryer cookbook is available on pre-order. If you head over to RecipeThis.com and then search air fryer cookbook, you can find out all the details on there on how to pre-order our very first ever air fryer cookbook, which is made for you. It's going to have metric and imperial measurements in it. It's going to be international with a lot of recipes that would suit everyone, and I just can't wait until it actually becomes available and I get to share with you all the recipes that are going to be featured. So right now you can pre-order and I'm just so excited.